Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
What comes down must go up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. As you might expect, the Asian market saw a big rebound today. Investors cheered the Federal Reserve's surprise decision to cut interest rates 0.75 point. Tokyo stocks gained back about 20% of what they lost the last couple days. Hong Kong shares shot up 11%, almost wiping out their losses earlier this week. Joining us from Hong Kong, Bruce Einhorn, an editor with Business Week magazine. So, Bruce, the Fed cuts interest rates and that makes everyone happy?
Well, at least it's something, right? So it's enough to stop some of the panic. And Hong Kong, for instance, is a special case, right? Because Hong Kong was up 10%. Hong Kong has a currency that's pegged to the U.S. dollar. And so when U.S. rates go down, Hong Kong rates go down too.
So what do you think the overseas markets will be expecting now?
I guess they're going to be waiting to see what comes next from the Fed, how many more rate cuts we're going to be getting. I'm not sure that they're looking for too much from politicians. They didn't seem to be all that impressed with what President Bush announced last week.
But do you think just cutting interest rates in the eyes of Asian investors really gets at the problem with the U.S. economy?
No, but it at least gives them something to look to. The other thing is that it's not just the U.S. that investors are worried about. There's a lot of worry about what's happening in Beijing. The government is intent on slowing things down. And at the same time, they've got pretty high inflation. They've just imposed some new price controls. There's a lot less transparency when it comes to policymaking from Beijing. And so there still is quite a lot of uncertainty about what is really happening.
Bruce Einhorn from Business Week magazine in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another way to look at the Fed's decision, the U.S. economy is in such a pinch, it needs emergency care. Perhaps European investors see it that way. The European markets are down 0.5% this morning. As for Wall Street, the Dow still lost 128 points yesterday. It closed below 12,000 for the first time since the end of 2006. The NASDAQ dropped 47 to 2292. The S&P 500 was down 14 to 1310. It was one of the busiest days ever for the New York Stock Exchange. Fourth highest volume on record. So what about the president's plan for stimulating the economy, or the other plans that are on the campaign trail and in Congress? Commentator Will Wilkinson says, no need, the Fed has already beaten them to the punch.
In the past few days, we've heard Hillary Clinton rally for assistance to strapped mortgage holders and folks struggling to pay their energy bills. Barack Obama prefers cutting $250 checks to low-wage workers and retirees. For his part, President Bush wants to stave off recession by sending even bigger checks to everybody. In the coming days, politicians will no doubt continue to tell us how they intend to save the economy by sending some or all of us checks. But the real debate about stimulus packages ended yesterday morning, and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke won. In light of plunging Asian and European stock markets, the Federal Reserve yesterday slashed interest rates a dramatic 75 basis points, the biggest cut in over 20 years. In a sane world, this should preempt further political performance art in the name of fiscal stimulus. The idea behind fiscal stimulus is that if consumers suddenly come into a chunk of money, they'll turn right around and spend it, goosing the economy. But in reality, many people just sock that money in the bank, which doesn't help anybody but them. What's more, a stimulus plan of even $100 billion is just a small drop in the massive bucket of a $13 trillion U.S. economy, and the sluggishness of the political process all but guarantees that too little will come too late. In contrast, a Fed rate cut happens immediately. It's in effect right now. And the looser credit and spending it'll generate will likely dwarf any of the proposed fiscal stimulus packages. Most importantly, the historical record of lowering interest rates to spur investment and borrowing is relatively strong. Of course, we got into this mess in the first place from easy credit, and we ought to be careful that the rate cut doesn't set up the next cycle of exhilaration and misery. That said, the fiscal stimulus sweepstakes was never anything more than pandering political theater. It's probably too much to hope for Bush, Clinton, Obama, and company to give their plans the hook, but a politician with honest economic sense would acknowledge that Bernanke just closed the curtain.
Will Wilkinson is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute in Washington. You can find a link to his blog on our website, marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com.
Starbucks must really be feeling the pressure from McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts. The Wall Street Journal says Starbucks will test out serving coffee for a dollar in some Seattle stores. Starbucks will now call this new cup of coffee a short, because, of course, a small is a tall. And you'll get free refills. Again, you have to go to Seattle to get this deal, at least for now. Starbucks shares have lost about half their value the past year. A certain candy maker has decided to go green. But I assure you, this has nothing to do with global warming. Andrea Gardner reports.
You've heard it for years, the rumor that green M&Ms are supposed to be an aphrodisiac. Well, Mars, the company that makes M&Ms, is hoping to cash in on that urban legend. The company has come out with bright green bags of nothing but green M&Ms as the Valentine's Day retail season heats up. Marketing analyst Marissa Gluck from Radar Research says the move is more than just a pop culture tie-in.
They're competing on a really cluttered shelf. So they gain two advantages. One is that they stand out in a shelf full of red and pink candies. And the second is they seem a little bit more hip.
The sexy ad campaign might be a risk for M&Ms, traditionally a wholesome brand popular with kids and parents. But Gluck says the company is banking that consumers will get the joke. I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.